world. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour here on this Monday, March 9th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Missy from My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you doing? Did you call me Missy or Messy? Are you looking at my kitchen table?
I'm looking at your kitchen. I got the camera right there. I'm looking at you. Yes, ma'am. Hey, you know, the thing of it is, it's so funny because I had probably Friday was the worst day ever. The automation computer died at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I was scrambling to cancel all my interviews for the day. We played music all day. And then I said, you know what? I saw a story that I really, really wanted to talk to you about today. And I called my engineer and I said, Devin, you have got to get down here Sunday and fix this computer because I got to get Missy on the show. This is amazing what is happening in Washington, D.C. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and what he's doing regarding food dyes, chemicals, all the things that are being put into our foods. And you've talked about this for years, but the fake ingredients and the dyes and all the things, the toxic things that are allowed to be in our foods here in America, Missy, other countries don't even allow it.
Oh my gosh, do I have an hour, Trucker? Do I have an hour with you? Where do I start? Yes, for those of you who haven't maybe heard, you're working and there's a lot of news going on. Listen, folks, what a time to be alive. We are watching our food supply being recalibrated in live time, and we're going to watch this. It's already happening right now. For those of you who don't know, RFK has said by the end of 26, labels are going to start being on every single food package that you're going to see in the food markets. You're going to have they're going to be red, yellow, green. Green means go. It's safe for your body. Wow. Isn't that amazing that our countries, we're going to be able to find out what food is safe. So green's going to mean safe. Yellow is going to be like neutral. It's okay, but there's a little bit of, you know, ish in there. And red means, hey, this is toxic, lethal for you. And let's just say if there's anybody that has a red label, people like Sam's Club right now has already said, if you are making a product and it's not going to be switched over by 27, you're not going to be allowed to be as a product on our shelves. Frederick Meyer was already, so I went in to ask some few questions into my new favorite best friend, Google Gemini, and I started playing around with it for over an hour on Saturday. I had a ball digging down into how is this going to totally change the landscape of America as we know it. First of all, when I talk about going to Australia to visit my son and being able to eat every single food that I would like to eat, I don't have a problem eating it. And when you look at the brands that they carry in Australia, versus they carry safe green label brands. They don't have to put red, yellow, green on their stuff because their government already forced them to all to have green. So that's the kicker right there. Our government didn't. And so, oh my gosh, I don't even know how to bring this down into a 5-minute soundbite because it's going to change everything. The companies that are able to make the hit and the switch is going to be the larger companies like the Pepsi Cola, the Kellogg's and places like that. They have every single line. The thing is what they're all being challenged with. This is it. Think about this. The number one challenge right now is how do you get the red chemical dye that they put in almost all food, almost everything is lethal to our bodies, and they don't know. The only other color to get red is beet juice. So
beet juice,
and guess how many? And they have to spend over $560 million per line per candy bar to change it.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show. Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
We'll be right back.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying through the break is Missy from My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek, Michigan. So basically, Missy, these food dyes, these chemicals going into our bodies from our foods is basically leading to a lot of the health issues we've had in this country for decades.
Oh, yeah. So here's the top three, no-nos that are being watched by our government, right? This is just the top three. There's plenty more, but here's the first one. Red dye number 40 and red dye number 3. Why is this being targeted? They are a petroleum-based dye linked to neurobehavioral issues in children, including hyperactivity and trouble focusing. Oh, is that why we just go ahead and drug them all up with some like ADHD medicine and screw up their chemistry even more? Sure, that's what we've been doing. But anyways, let me go back. That was a tangent. Red dye number 3 was recently reevaluated and found to be a carcinogen in animal studies, triggering a complete federal ban. There's one. Number two, and think about every single thing that has red in it that we eat. It's Skittles. It's Fruit Loops. It's Pop-Tarts. It's your red energy drink. It's red. If it's red, it's that. Okay, we got that. And the second thing is called titanium dioxide. Well, why? This is the whitening agent used to make frosting, candy, coffee creamer. Looks perfectly white, right? It's been banned in Europe for years because of its ability to damage the DNA. And in 2026, it's been considered a major metabolic disruptor. Why we're the most obese nation in the entire in the world? Sure. Yeah. Okay, here's your third one. Yellow 5 and 6. Again, they're colored dyes. If it's yellow, anything you're eating that is yellow, and you know, if it wasn't a banana, right? Bananas are God. That was yellow. That's good. Why? Why is yellow? These dyes are frequently contaminated with benzidine and other carcinogens during manufacturing process. They're known to trigger allergic reactions, irritability, restlessness, and especially with children with sensitivities. So how are these people going to be forced? Listen, they don't have a choice. They are strong arming them. And thank God, I cannot believe I'm seeing this. I mean, because this is fake food. This is why your guys' scales are so far over where you wanted them to be. And I only named the top three: behavioral cancer, irritability, behavioral cancer. Those are just the top three. Our country has allowed this. I've been screaming from the rooftops. We've allowed thousands of chemicals into our bodies that other countries have said no to. And I'm telling you, it's going to change the landscape because it's not cheap.
Well,
in most of these companies.
Go ahead. Once they put red labels on any of those products, who's going to buy them?
Thank you. Well, that's it. Grocery stores. They're not going to want to have a bunch of crappy red label crap things on their shelves because they know this, the turnover. So these people, like Sam's Club, they've already told the people, you're not allowed in here. You're not allowed in here as of 2026 for you know how Sam's Club, they private label their own things. So whatever they're wrapping their name around, they've already vetted those people. Those people have already changed everything up. So at least you know that. Now, the thing is with Frederick Myers, because of course, here we are, you know, Michigan. So I'm like, hey, tell me about Frederick Myers, because something interesting. There is people from up north, way up north, they've got a water company up there. I know there's a couple of them, but there's one of them that's up there. Frederick Myers is bottling their water. And I talked to him, and again, there's two people that I've talked to that are up north up there. I kind of forget the names of both of them because they're great people. But the one, their water source, they say is like just like oodles of years old. I mean, they just struck gold where they bought property at. And Myers is wrapping their name on their water. And I remember hearing this about a year ago. I'm like, why them? Why them? And then all of a sudden, with everything coming down the pike with RFK, I'm like, wait a minute. Are they literally going to go out and source the best things for people? Well, first of all, Myers is Michigan. So I don't know. I mean, I was even like looking, like just driving down the road, look at how many hosts this Ding Dong Little Debbie, white trucks do you see going down the road? Or Frito-Lays, Doritos as we know it. Like right now, I don't know if you guys, if anyone's bought Doritos or Cheetos lately, they've already changed out and they've already changed the orange dye on their Cheetos and Doritos to be naked. So now you're going to see Cheetos and Doritos is the NKD, the naked brand. They're doing a dry run right now because they knew orange doesn't have a flavor anyways. It's just an orange chemical that's probably doing orange crap to you as well, just like sure. The red and yellow. But anyways, they're doing a naked trial run where they've removed the orange bad chemical from them and just going with real cheese. Fancy that, right?
Right.
So anyway,
right.
So they're trying it. And so a lot of these companies, they have the deep pockets to do this, but even though they got deep pockets, they might have 100 products that they're mass producing. So all these products, they're going to go, okay, which ones are going to make the cut? And we're going to invest our millions and millions and millions of dollars into changing up the formulation of how they're going to taste, how they're going to look. And then you got to go and you got to change out the assembly line. And you got to change out all the tubes that are poking and crappy stuff. And then sure. the trucks, because trucks are now going to have to become better refrigerated because these things aren't going to last on the shelf for years and years and years anymore.
Right.
Do you see
exactly.
how this works? So yeah. So if you go in shopping in like a place like Australia, it's kind of one of those things. There's not that much to choose from because they have 200 to 300 brands, maybe 300 to 400 brands, where we've got over 2,500 plus.
Sure. I've been seeing that for years as a truck driver. You know, I get a load at these warehouses. Same warehouse was shampoo and conditioner.
Yep.
And I'd be standing on the dock watching the high-lows come in, and one pallet would be Dove shampoo and conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
In the same warehouse, Missy, next pallet would come on, and it was a different brand. It was the same product, but they put it in different bottles.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's
it's amazing.
The same. Yeah, it's the same thing with the supplement companies out there. They're like white labels. Everybody and anybody is out there buying from the same source, but they've chosen a different bottle, a different color bottle, different size, shape bottle with a different label on it, and they're packaging it as if it's like I'm the only one that carries it. I've been asked to do that a bunch of different times. People have said, "Why don't you just like label your own stuff?" I said, "Because I don't want to act like I own the territory. I'm not going to go out there and like, oh, look at My Pure Health has my own supplement brand that I curated and I designed. No, I highlight the people that I've already found that are doing it well and I point to them.
Sure.
I'm just going to stay in my lane over here and help people get their lives back and turn on their metabolism.
Well, and
I'm just going to stay in my lane.
When you scan individuals, every single person gets an individual scan that wants to lose weight, get healthier, whatever. You then tell them what natural foods to buy, proteins, vegetables, and fruits, and they stop eating this junk. Is that one of the main reasons why people do so well in fat burning?
Absolutely, because for the first time, perhaps in their entire life, we are taking everything naughty away from them. And again, so people think like, oh, is that a body scan? How in the world can you do that? Listen, folks, I mean, this is like, if you're still trying to convince yourself that we're not scamming you or anything like that. I mean, do you remember how the mechanic used to pop the hood and get underneath the hood and just like use his rag and like touch stuff and pull out the oil dipper sticker, whatever guys did underneath the hoods of cars, right? I don't know. Whatever they did,
right?
And then all of a sudden comes a day where they put this little button contraption, like a thermometer stick inside a hole, and all of a sudden it reads this thing that tells you what's wrong with your car. Well, hello, we can do the same thing. But the thing is with us, the car's mechanical. The car runs on certain systems, and the certain systems can be measured and monitored. Well, hi, guess what? Welcome to your body. There are 2,800 specific markers inside of your body that need to be tested, just like a car needs to be tested to see if it's running right, what's wrong with it, what's wrong when it's not running right. Same thing with your body. Should I call it a diagnostic tool? No. But because why? Because a stinking FDA is out there, right? But yeah. Let's just kind of like pretendsies, right, that we're talking like that. The same thing can be said for your body. Your body runs. It runs in a way that you've never designed it to, that it runs, because we were never given the owner's manual. We were never given the owner's manual on how our body's been, it was designed to work from our creator, God in heaven. God in heaven created, if we want to call ourselves a machine, just for, you know, whatever, like storyboard thinking, if scientists can't create a human body from nothing, they can only clone us. They don't know how to make us from scratch. So therefore, if we had to look at our body as a machine, we are the most high-tech machine that scientists have studied for their entire life, and they can't replicate us.
Yep.
So guess what? If it's kind of, we're thinking like a machine, can't it be diagnosed? Can't we look at the systems inside the body to find out which one stopped working, just like everything and anything that man has produced? If we were given the owner's manual of the body, we would see so clearly, because in 1931, when Dr. Royal Rife proved to the entire world that cancer can be turned off, every disease can be turned off. It's electrical. And what's causing the diseases inside the human body are the cells. The cells have frequencies. They talk. And when the goods, and when your engine stops running in the car, if it's not running at 100%, it starts running at 50%, and then everything else has to start working harder, other systems start falling apart in the car because the engine's falling apart, and then it all just starts to, the car just starts to fall apart, until you go to the auto mechanic and have them put a little diagnostic tool, and they're like, wow, Susie, what have you been doing with this car? Like, I don't know, it just sounded weird. I mean, our bodies are falling apart all day long. I mean, it's just like, sorry, I'm on a rant, I'm on a tangent.
Well, the thing is that people need to understand is this is science. You mm-hmm. use an FDA-approved device. You scan them. You give them the report. You go through it. And you basically tell them what to do to fix their body and to fix their metabolism, and that's why it works.
Yeah. Well, so I went to one of your clients the other day, or one of your clients, one of your listeners. I scanned her the other day, and it says, hey, your body's not broken. It's just disconnected. The number one signal in her body that wasn't working was her epinephrine signals. Epinephrine is your metabolic spark plug. It signals fat cells to open up and turn on the fuel. Epinephrine was her number one cell. Think about epinephrine. There might be a million cells. Think about a million epinephrine cells that are working just like a cell phone, trying to communicate with everything in the body. Yeah, that cell phone's jammed up, not working. So epinephrine is your fight or flight. It's part of the cortisol family. No wonder right there out of the gate, this is the number one thing causing her not to lose weight. The second thing was something called a luteinizing hormone. This is her rhythm conductor, is how they call it. It coordinates your entire endocrine system. That's your hormones. So then why isn't she losing weight? Epinephrine cells aren't working. Second cell not working was her luteinizing hormone. The third one was oxytocin. That's your safety code. It lowers stress signals. It tells your body it is safe to stop storing fat. So how can you go to the gym? How can you go to a grocery store and buy food that is going to make your epinephrine center work better, or your luteinizing hormone centers work better? Can you go to the gym and turn your oxytocin cells on better? You can't. It's electrical. The body will only respond. Well, not only, it responds to many things, but if you want to literally get to the root of everything, you've got to turn things back on and turn things off that are in the body that shouldn't be in there, like those chemicals and all the things that I see all day long in scans.
All day long. Well, all day long. If you guys would like to talk with Missy directly, the phone number to her office, 269-964-4044. Again, 269-964-4044. They'll schedule a free